You're now listening to MS935's Guide to Surviving Middle School on the How Can I Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Middle School Podcast. My name is Justin King, and in this episode, we will be sharing our thoughts on how we feel about leaving middle school and going to high school. With graduation only a week away, we thought now would be a good time to talk about the preparation leading up to high school, as well as how MS935 has prepared us for this day.
My name is Aries Interior Guzman, and we have my co-host.
I'm Ryan Rock, I prefer to be called Ryan.
My name is Justin.
My name is Leilani.
Today we're talking about preparing for high school.
To really prepare for what's to come, we thought it would be best if we take some time to reflect on everything we have been through over the past 3 years.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in middle school?
Don't get involved with wrong people. Because when you get involved with wrong people, you get in a lot of trouble. Trust me, I know. I lost my phone for 3 days.
I learned not to follow everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody isn't going to be there for you in the future. So, you need to stick to yourself sometimes.
I would like to answer it, and I say, in your youth, have as much as fun as you can.
Indeed, because when you're an adult, you can't really do anything because you got work.
How have you grown or changed as a student from 6th grade to 8th grade?
Probably talking more. Back when I first came to the school, I used to be really shy. I used to hang out only the people I knew when I came into the school. But I feel like during 7th grade, I learned to understand different people just because at first I don't like the way that they act. Doesn't mean that it affects the way that we become, that our bond happens, because we could have different personalities, different everything, but we, at the end of the day, we can still become really good friends.
Well, something I've grown or changed is definitely being more mature than I was in 6th grade. In 6th grade, I would have most definitely been peeping over the toilets, being like, yo, what's up, bro? just wilding out. But now I'm just
somebody
definitely mature.
What were the biggest challenges you faced in middle school, and how did you overcome them?
Some of the challenges that I faced in 6th grade was probably trying to fit in.
Why was you trying to fit in when you could have just been yourself? You didn't really care about other people. Why was you trying to fit in with other people?
Because I was really shy back then. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I only stayed with people I knew. And then I felt like the only way to make newer friends was to try to fit in and try to understand what other people, back then I used to try to be friends with popular kids. So I was just trying to fit in, try to get the same mindset, same personality as them.
What advice would you give incoming 8th graders and preparing them for high school?
Honestly, during 8th grade, I'm not saying forget your friends. Obviously, they're your friends. You have to talk to them. But really focus up with your work. Because if you don't focus up with your work, it's eventually going to catch up with you. And pray, hope God, but you might get left back. I have a couple friends going to summer school because they did not listen and focus during school time.
You could stay around the friends that you're friends with before, but you never know, if they could change because you guys are getting older and they might not want to, hang out with you because you might find, a better group, or they might think, little of you because you might not do certain things or you might not like certain things as them, so.
Me, personally, I say lock in 7th and 8th because they look mostly 7th, and then, they look every grade, but mostly 7th, and, yeah, in 8th grade. So I suggest you really lock in if you want to do what you're striving to do in your career.
After sharing some general advice about surviving middle school with each other, the students went on to talk about preparing for high school by visiting the schools that they'll be going to.
I would ask him what the teachers were like, how everybody was, how certain classes are, and then you learn to love the school or you learn that you don't want to go.
The planning I've done is mostly just check out the school and see how the school is going on, and it'd be good if you can do it during school hours, because that's how they truly are, instead of them just automatically probably lying to you and obviously trying to get you to join their school. What's something you've learned in this school that you feel helped you better prepare you for high school?
I feel like they helped me prepare because, like, they taught me a lesson about certain things that I do or, like, that I did. They kind of correct me on, when, like, what's wrong and what's right. And sometimes my friends give me advice on, like, certain things.
Honestly, the teachers, like, Miss G, teachers in the beginning of the school year, and especially Miss Jean, because Miss Jean really helped me and understand, like, that the some high schools are going to be good and some high schools are going to give you college credits, especially the one that I'm going to. They give college credits with from my program. Obviously, teachers are going to be tough, but that's just tough love. But in this school, they understand you a lot. They, if you have certain problems at home, they learn to understand. If you need a break, you can have a break. Speaking about faculty, the next voice you're about to hear is Miss Amanda, our secretary here at MS-935. She stopped by to share her thoughts on how we can prepare for high school. What skills do you think are essential for students to develop in middle school to succeed in high school?
One thing that's essential is accountability. Taking accountability for your own actions. Starting to get the mindset of you're almost an adult, right? Life is now shifting for you, and new things, people are not accustomed to change. So new things can hit you from every angle. I would say what's essential would be a growth mindset. Don't set yourself, don't sell yourself short, and just making sure that when you speak to people, you take advice from everyone. Don't take advice for just one person and one person only, because everybody has different advice. Somebody may lead you the wrong way, but there's certain things that may stand out to you and everyone's advice.
How can students prepare themselves academically for high school?
Academically, stop complaining. You guys complain about the workload that you guys receive, not understanding that when they're preparing you for high school, high school and college, you don't get one-page essays. As you get older, the length of those essays become longer and longer. And if you don't build that stamina at such a young age, you begin to struggle as you get older. So whereas sixth grade, you may have been writing one page, seventh grade, two pages, three pages for eighth grade. When you get to high school, certain essays are five-page minimum. When you got to college, some essays are 25 pages. So it's literally make sure you build your stamina and try to keep reading.
What advice would you give to students to help them stay true to themselves while embracing new opportunities in high school?
Stop lying to yourself. Be yourself at all times, whether you feel like you're going to be lonely. A lot of people try so hard to be something that they're not, just for a like, just for a friend. And sometimes in life, having one friend is better than having 20 friends. Having too many people close to your inner circle allows you to, I don't know, just mix the emotions, just a lot going on, versus you just figuring it out first. Don't stop talking to another peer because that one friend stopped talking to them. Like, if you like someone, you like them for who they are, and you figure that out. Just because someone else told you, no, I don't like them, so you can't like them. It's not like that. Because it may be that you end up not liking your friend because that's the person that they're making you become. Give people a try. And certain people are strange, but everyone is their self. Everyone is their own self. So what's strange to you, you might be the strange person to them. So just give people their space and keep boundaries, making sure you set boundaries so that no one is being disrespectful to you. So the moment you transition into high school, don't wait. Make sure the moment you create those friends and create those circles, you start off with boundaries.
thank you to Miss Amanda for stopping by for this episode to talk about preparing for high school. As you can see, a lot of what she spoke about touches on some of the things we've discussed in the past episodes, from setting boundaries with people to surround yourself with the right friends, to make sure you're staying disciplined with your work. We'll see her again in the next episode, but for now, we're going to go back to the final question, where the students, our classmates, ask each other what they're going to miss when they leave.
I have a question for all three of y'all. What is one thing that y'all gonna miss when you leave for high school and when you graduate?
Probably the staff. Mr. Lewis, Mr. Havens, Miss Amanda, Miss Jen, all of them. They really put an impact on my life that changed it in many ways. They helped me make friends. They helped me grow into myself. For others, it may be the people that they knew to grow and love and call their friends.
To be honest, like in high school, we're probably not going to speak to each other anymore. Like, I would miss, like, coming to school and, like, seeing mostly Leilani and then, mostly seeing, like, Leilani and everybody else, like, I talk to. Like, I would miss coming to school, like, just to see them for the whole day.
And for some of us, it's not about sadness or missing, but about appreciating and being able to move forward with everything that came before you.
I'll definitely reminisce. I won't be sad because I'm going to have to move on eventually.
Everybody has to move on.
Exactly. But I'll definitely reminisce about the school and the great times I had and the bad times. I'm excited for all the opportunities and possibilities that could happen.
Thank you to everybody a part of this podcast.
Stay tuned for the next episode talking about graduation.
I appreciate everybody and the wonderful life that was given to me. Peace out, guys.
Bye.
Don't forget to subscribe and follow this podcast. Share it with all your friends and family looking to gain insight on what it's like to be a middle school student. This episode of the podcast was produced by the 8th graders in the class of 2024 at MS 935, edited and engineered by Darnell Bent and Anthony Alvarez.